chinimandi.com podcast.
RBI cuts key interest rate, forecast H1 FY21 GDP growth to contract the COVID-19 impact. The Reserve Bank of India on Friday unveiled a series of measures to minimize the impact of coronavirus pandemic and countrywide lockdown, which is likely to contract GDP growth rate in the first half of current financial year. The central bank cut repo rate by 40 basis points to 4%. The reverse repo rate now stands at 3.35%, said RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. The six-member Monetary Policy Committee voted 5-1 in favor of this decision. Repo rate is the rate at which country's central bank lends money to commercial bank, and reverse repo rate is the rate which it borrows from them. The RBI also extended the loan repayment moratorium for another 3 months up to August 31. It increased the group of exposure limit of banks from 25% to 30% of eligible capital base for enabling corporates to meet their funding requirements from banks. The increased limit will be applicable up to 30 June 2021. Besides, MPC decided to continue with the accommodative stance as long as it necessary to revive growth and mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on the economy while ensuring that inflation remains within the target. Economic activity other than agriculture is likely to remain depressed in 2021 in view of the extended lockdown, said RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. Even though the lockdown may be lifted by end May with some restriction, economy activity even in Q2 may remain subdued due to social distancing measure and the temporary shortage of labor. Recovery in economic activity is expected to begin in Q3 and gain momentum in Q4 as supply lines are gradually restored to normalcy and demand gradually revives, he said. For the year as a whole, said Das, there is a still heightened certainty about the duration of the pandemic and how long social distancing measures are likely to remain in place, and consequently, downside risks to domestic growth remain significant. On the other hand, upside impulses could be unleashed if the pandemic is contained and social distancing measures are phased out faster. Das said the MPC is a view of the microeconomic impact of the pandemic is turning out to be more severe than initially anticipated, and various sectors of the economy are experiencing acute stress. The impact of the shock has been compounded by the interaction of supply disruption and demand compression. Beyond the destruction of economic and financial activity, livelihood and health are severely affected. Even as various measures initiated by the government and Reserve Bank work to mitigate the adverse impact of pandemic on the economy, if it is necessary to ease finance condition further, said Das. This will facilitate the flow of funds at affordable rates and revive animal spirits. With the inflation outlook remaining as lockdown-related supply disruption are maintained, the policy space to address growth concerns need to be used now rather than later to support the economy, even while maintaining headroom to back up the revival of activity when it takes hold. Das said, high-frequency indicator points to a collapse in demand beginning March across both urban and rural segments. Electricity consumption plugged while both investment activity and private consumption suffered precipitous declines, as reflected in the collapse in capital goods production and a large retrenchment, the outlook of consumer durables and non-durables in March. The indicator of service sector activity like passenger commercial vehicle sales, domestic air passenger traffic and foreign tourist arrivals also experienced sizable contraction in March. The only silver lining was provided by agriculture, with the summer sowing of rice, pulses and oilseeds in the country processing well, with the total area sown under the current Kharif season by 43.5% so far, and the Rabi harvest promising to be bumper as reflected in record procurement. On the other hand, retail inflation measured by the Consumer Price Index moderated for the second consecutive month in March 2020 to 5.8% after peaking in January. This was mainly due to food inflation easing from double digits in December 2019 to January 2020. In April, however, supply disruption took a toll and reversed the softening and food inflation, which surged 8.6% from 7.8% in March. Price of vegetables, cereals, milk, pulses and edible oils and sugar emerged as a pressure points. In the external sector, India's merchandise trade slumped in April, with exports shrinking by 60.3% and imports by 58.6% year-on-year, respectively.